House Bill 1026, an act to provide rulemaking authority for certain fees for the certification of interpreters for the deaf.
House Bill 1026 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. The Department of Human Services is the state agency that is responsible for the evaluation and certification of interpreters for the deaf and hard of hearing. And what this legislation does is it increases the cap of $325 limit, not to exceed, to charge for the initial certification of the interpreters. Also, they have to be be recertified once every 5 years, and they need this so that they can cover their cost, and I would appreciate your vote for House Bill 1026.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1026, reminding the body it does require a two-thirds vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
APA. Bogue, Rose, Brown, Dugard, DeHuig, Dennard, Dietrich Larry, Dietrich Elmer, Drake, Duxbury, Everest, Greenfield, Hagen, Hangey, Ham, Hotmacher, Cleven, Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting. Madam President, ayes 32, nays 2, excused 1.
House Bill 1026 has received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.